Be it in the days directly preceding Rosh Hashanah, or perhaps earlier in the month, according to the unique minhag of each community. We know that we go forth saying slichos each morning, some say late at night. And the idea is that we go ahead and beseech Kosh Baruch Hu to try to accomplish what we can prior to the Yom Din, not to wait until the Yom Din actually is upon us, but to go ahead and to try to speak to Kosh Baruch Hu and to come close to Kosh Baruch Hu in days leading up to Rosh Hashanah and try to get back to the state of where we belong. Now, as much as slichos is something which is said as a personal, heartfelt supplication, something that a person really has to put his heart into it and speak directly to Kosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, the format of slichos is such that there's something which is said with Tzibur. And although one can say much Rabbi Yechidus, however, it's worth bearing in mind there are some halachas which are specific, some things which can be said, specific to a Tzibur. Namely, well, first and foremost, the first one is we come to the Yigil Midas, the 13 Midas, Trey the Ahavakadosh Baruch Hu, which we say Hashem Hashem between each slicha. So here this is something which an halacha is considered to be a darsha b'kusha in the form of Krishna, of field Tzibur, and other things which had required a minion. It cannot be said by Yechidus. So somebody is saying slichas by himself, when it comes to the Yigil Midas, he cannot go ahead and say this tefillah by himself. It's something which has to be said as part of its tzibur. Now, let's say he wants to go ahead and say it anyways. So he can go ahead and do so because at the end of the day, the Yigul Midas are a pasuk in the Torah. And therefore, he can go ahead and say it as a pasuk. However, he has to be clearly saying it in a tone of voice, in a nigun, that would sound like he's saying it as merely reading Kair Batair, saying it as if he would any other pasuk, the way he's learning it. And not in a tune which seems to imply that he's saying it as a tefillah. Ideally, the best way to do this would be to go ahead and say it with a proper trup, as if he was laying these shukim. But perhaps even in other ways, if he shows he somehow finds a way to say clearly the nusach, which sounds like he's learning it, that as well would suffice. However, you know, doing so, one can question what exactly the merit is, because again, he's not saying that as a tefillah, so what place does it have in slichas anyways? But if someone wants to do that, he could go ahead and do that. But he has to be careful not to say it as a bakosha. One cannot do that. Now, let's say one is catching up to the seaboard and they already finished saying slichas. So the concept of saying something with a minion, this holds true in every place, in the Gesh Shemana Esrei, Tfilin Tzibur, generally, you know, throughout the year, other times, really you have to be saying something at the very same time in sync with the Tzibur. The fact that you're standing in a shul in a room with a massive crowd and you happen to be saying words, that alone doesn't make it a minion. If the person walks into Mincha and the Tzibur is basically finished, the fact that he's davening in a room where there's a big crowd does not make it count as if he is actually davening Tfilin Tzibur. He has to be davening while they are davening. Here too, he has to be saying the Yigul Midas while they are saying. Now, obviously, it's impossible to exactly time it perfectly, but at least he should begin roughly in line with where the Tzibur is. If the Tzibur is still saying it, or there are remnants of the Tzibur, meaning you had 10 people saying it, and now you have at least 6 who are still in the middle of saying the rest of the Yigul Midas, he can begin then and continue on because he's starting it in a state where there still are people saying it. However, if basically the entire Tzibur has already culminated saying the Yigul Midas, they've moved on to the next part, Yochid, even though he's standing in a room with a minion, and certainly he's standing in his house by himself, could not go ahead and say that you don't need this. Another thing to keep in mind is that we have a general rule that when it comes to tefillahs, they're supposed to be expressed the Lashon HaKadosh. They have to be said in the correct Lashon HaKadosh. However, there are certain halachas guiding what one can do if one wishes davening in Shai Roshonis. There's a whole discussion of when, where, and how a person can daven, and whether it's ideal or not, to daven in a personal language that you understand if one does not understand Lashon HaKadosh. However, one thing is clear in the Pesukim, and that is, one is not allowed to daven in Lashon HaRamis unless he is davening with a minion. The idea here is that every time we daven, we go ahead and daven. So between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a certain amount of interference. So we go, even though we stand face to face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we require a certain amount of assistance getting our tefillah, getting it all the way from us to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even though we're facing him, the things can come in between us. And the Malachim provide assistance to help guide our tefillahs through to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we have a general rule that Malachim will not get involved unless it's Lashon HaKadosh, or at least in some important different opinions. When it comes to Lashon HaRamis, when it comes to Aramaic, here the Malachim will not get involved, and therefore a person is not allowed to go ahead and daven any field, not only slichas, any time it comes up. Something which is Lashon HaRamis, one cannot go ahead and daven this unless he is actually davening with a minion. This comes up in regard to other Malachas and Shabbos, and Kippurka, and Bichshmei. There are different details of this Malachim, but worth keeping in mind specifically by slichas is that throughout slichas there are different parts interspersed which are actually in Aramaic. Again, here you have to be saying it with the Tzibur on some level. Relevant. Towards the end of slichas, we have the last piece there, Masei Machei, which is a few lines, a few short lines. Those are actually in Aramaic, and here it's near the end of slichas. So what you'll often see is somebody going ahead, he's catching up, he goes slower than the Tzibur, and the Tzibur's already moving ahead and finishing up, and he's catching up, can he go ahead and say those closing lines when the Tzibur has already moved beyond that? So here the general rule is, how much latitude do you have? How far can you go if the Tzibur has finished those exact words? So in this general rule, that you have to be saying Aramis the same time as the Tzibur, Mishmur says in Hilchos Sefer Torah, when in regard to Brich Shmei, that one can say Brich Shmei, even though the Tzibur has already finished saying it, A yachid, one davening by himself, catching up the tzibur, can still say Brit Shmei until the first aliyah has begun. Meaning that Mr. Brewer is telling us that even though one is not saying it exactly in tandem with the tzibur, since you're generally more or less the same time, as far as this rule of davening by Ramis, one would be allowed to do so. Extrapolating from there to here, and seeing the standard would be as well, there's a kaddish right at the end of slichas. Until you get to that point, you'll see many places can speak out, that the same standard would hold true. If you're saying Maseh Maché while other people are finishing up Pachim and Rabbi Eliezer made the last few lines of Slichas, even if they're not saying those exact words, that would suffice. However, once you've hit the point of Kaddish, then Slichas has in fact terminated, and one can no longer say Maseh Maché unless there's still some sort of tzibur saying Slichas, even though the Kaddish has been said. So, if the Kaddish has been said, generally you cannot say it. But if beyond Kaddish there still happens to be six people left over from the minyan, the prior minyan of 10, who are all going beyond the Kaddish and still saying that, still engaged in saying Slichas, one could say Maseh Maché, but lacking those six, one cannot say that portion of Slichas.